The president of the board for the La Crosse Hmong Mutual Assistance Association came to the U.S. as a refugee 28 years ago. Zhang Jiali says he and others came with no more than the clothes on their backs and hope. Li says the new arrivals will have something he didn't, relatives who've already settled in the area. Yet he says they still come with nothing more than the clothes on their backs.
Refugees don't come with money, education, or anything valuable. Only the hope and free spirit. And the hope that we in this community will welcome them with an open heart and help them.
State officials say they've been applying for federal grants and making other preparations for the refugees. Department of Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman says agencies are light years ahead of where they were the last time refugees came.
We have family members, as we've heard, most of whom have become successful, and so they can offer support to many relatives who will be coming. They may have small businesses where they can employ people who are coming, and we have schools and job centers and human service agencies where there are now bilingual staff where we can really help people, and I would say we have more culturally competent staff than we did before.
Out of 15,000 Hmong refugees from Thailand coming to the U.S., nearly 3,300 are coming to Wisconsin, and roughly 300 of those are expected in the La Crosse area. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.